As is customary on Last Character Standing, we hear from our challenger. So please, a big LCS welcome to Fred McCann, the Science Man.
Good morning, kids. Today in class, we're going to learn about the wonderful world of reptiles. Who can name for Mr. McCann some reptiles?
Snakes.
Good, Cassie. Who else?
Lizards.
Terrific, Trevor.
Grasshoppers.
No, Ernie. I'm afraid a grasshopper is an insect. And that answer, well, it was not only wrong, it was just stupid. Please, and this goes for all of you, make sure you know the answer before you raise your hands. Well, today, Mr. McCann is going to show you some reptiles you may not be familiar with, and through a wonderful slide presentation. Jacob, could you get the lights? Thank you, Jacob, and I'm really enjoying your pants today. Now, before I show the first slide, I first must warn you, Mr. McCann dropped the spool of slides before class, and some of my own personal slides may have accidentally got mixed in with the reptile slides, but we'll give it a shot. It shouldn't hamper us. So here we go. First slide. Aha! Here's an interesting fella. Who knows what this is? No one? Not any of you? Cat got your tongue? Well, this is an iguana. He is green and has eyes and apparently legs. See, kids, even Mr. McCann learns more about science every day. Now, notice how Mr. McCann can give the iguana eyeglasses. See how I position my fingers to make circles and place them directly over the reptile's eyes? Yes, sir, it is indeed a silly-looking lizard. Next slide. Ah, who knows what this is? Johnny?
A woman being attacked by a black mamba?
No, I'm afraid not. How about you, Maggie?
A baby python, Mr. McCann?
No, I'm afraid it's not either. No, kids, this is a Negro. His name is Sabato. He is from Nigeria, and he used to be my gardener. No, no, he's not watering the lawn. Hell, he's not even on duty, kids. That woman you made reference to, Johnny... Well, that's my wife, and she's hardly being attacked. Mrs. McCann's not exactly a reptile, but she is cold-blooded. A cold-blooded bitch. Watch now how Mr. McCann can make a shadow puppet doggy with my hand and pretend to be biting off Sabato's head. That is fun. You see, kids, I hate Sabato's guts. When I'm alone, I fantasize of ways of stabbing him in his heart. Next slide. Well, here's a cute little fella. Who knows what this is? Oh, I see a lot of hands on this one. Well, tough, kids. Mr. McCann wants to say the answer. This is a gecko. Who knows what a gecko does?
It can regrow its tail.
It eats flies.
It lives in the desert.
Those are all very fine answers, kids. But unfortunately, they're all wrong. No, a gecko sells car insurance. But don't worry, kids. Being wrong doesn't make you stupid. No, that's your parents' fault. But you are, in fact, ignorant. Well, except for you, Ernie. No, Ernie, I'm pretty sure you're retarded. Personally, I think you should be in a different class and should ride a different bus with kids who are, well, different. Next slide. Hey, who knows what these are? Anyone? No? No one? Well, these are my balls, kids. You probably didn't recognize them, seeing that they've been photographed from behind. Those sturdy white pillars you see are, in fact, my legs. And yes, I do shave them. Now you're probably asking yourselves, why is Mr. McCann wearing red thigh-high stockings? Good question. And there happens to be a perfectly good explanation for that. Fredericks was out of black ones. Yes, Billy.
Mr. McCann.
Oh, Billy, I know what you're going to ask before you even say it. So I'll stop you. Yes, that is a chocolate raspberry dipping jam. Please, next slide. Well, what do we have here? Brittany?
A hamster?
That's right, Brittany. It is a hamster. But not just any hamster. That's Mr. McCann's hamster. His name is Mr. Cisco, and he is just as cute in person. Next slide, please. This is my next-door neighbor, Kenny. Kenny's also just as cute in person. Kenny comes over to Mr. McCann's when Sabato takes Mrs. McCann out for sushi and breakfast at the Hampton Inn. Next slide. Oh, here we go. Here's Kenny and Mr. Cisco together. They seem to be playing a fun game of tug-of-war with Kenny's leopard Speedo.
Mr. McCann?
Sorry, I'm in the middle of something, Billy. You'll have to keep down. Next slide, please. Here's another slide of Kenny and Mr. Cisco. Perhaps this slide could use one of those bubble captions that could read something like, "No, Mr. Cisco, don't listen to him. There's no cheese in that tunnel." Next slide. Here's just Kenny. Next slide. And finally, it's bath time for Mr. Cisco. What a day, huh, Mr. Cisco? Well, that's going to do it for today's slideshow, kids. Kids?
I'm telling my mom!
Well, Timmy, you tell your mom. Tell her about the fantastic world of reptiles you learned about today from Fred McCann, the science man. Jacob, get the lights.